save you from being alone. You led me away from home just to save you from being alone. You led me away from home just to save you from being alone. You led me away from home just to save you from being alone. You stole my soul and that's a pain I can deal with, just to save you from being alone. You stole my soul and that's a pain I can deal with, just to save you from being alone. You stole my soul and that's a pain I can deal with, just to save you from being alone. You stole my soul and that's a pain I can deal with.
On Frank and Terry Radio.
Well, let's see how long we can feel good before something attacks me once again, physically. Here's Elvis.
I left my home in Norfolk, Virginia, California, home of mine. right away. I bought me a blue train ticket right across Mississippi clean. I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking in the New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. There are people there who care a little about me and they won't let the poor boy down. Terminal gate. Swing low chariot, come down easy, taxi to the terminal zone. Cut your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, give me Norfolk, Virginia, side 14409. Telephone's back home, this is the promised land.
You know what? I need to get on the air and practice. You know, we did a gospel show last Sunday, and I can't believe it's been that many days already, and we're into another Sunday. And I wanted to just, you know, get on the air and play a little secular music, see how I hold up physically. I'll tell you, folks, this recovery from COVID has been crazy for me. Terry is doing quite well. But for me, I've taken two steps forward, three steps back, you know, and I can't let it get me down. And one of the great ways for me to stay on top of everything and to feel good is to hang out with you guys. You know, play a little music like this one by the Carpenters. Oh, yeah. It's called Sweet, Sweet Smile.
And that you're the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's by my
and good vibrations. And I'll tell you what, guys, this just feels so good for me. This is the best therapy that Frank Crabtree can have. Now, if you hear me get winded or wheeze or something like that, please don't take, don't worry about it, okay? It's just part of the recovery for me. And I got to get my self-confidence built, you know, back again. Get on the air, work a little bit, and build up my strength that way. So I'm just kind of exercising the old vocal cords. Now, how long I'm going to be on the air, I can't tell you. If we're all having a good time, if I'm physically okay, I don't want to give you half of me. I want to give you all of me. I want to give you my best whenever I broadcast. And I made a vow many, many years ago that if something ever happened where I could not give you my best, then I would refrain from going on the air again. And sending out my best to Sharon and Vic Crane listening out in Simi Valley, California. Welcome, guys. Welcome. I'll tell you what. This just feels good. But we've been having a lot of rain. We need to send some out west, don't we? Here are the Temptations, the Incomparable Ones.
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. A girl has found another and
gone away. With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Knows that a man ain't supposed to cry. Listen, I gotta cry, 'cause crying eases the pain. Oh yeah, deep with this hurt I feel inside, words could never explain. I just wish it would rain. Oh, let it rain, 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 rain.
Temptations, and I wish it would rain. I wish it would rain out west, out in California, where Sharon and Vic Crane are listening from today. And oh goodness, I feel so bad for you guys. I saw a story on the news today where they were getting landlocked salmon who had who can't make it back to the ocean because of low water conditions, or the water is low and warm, and of course they can't survive. So they were transporting in great big trucks millions of salmon and dumping them in the ocean. So hopefully, y'all pray for rain for the folks that way, will you? We'll send some of ours out there to you, Sharon. I would love to be able to do that. Well, here's Albert Hammond. I don't know if this is an appropriate song or not.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to do. All that talk of opportunities, TV breaks and movies rang true. Sure. Seems it never rains in Southern California. Seems I've often heard that kind of talk before. It never rains in California, but girl, don't they warn ya, it pours.
That's Albert Hammond. It never rains in Southern California. And we're going to be praying you guys get some rain out there real soon. Get some summer rain out there. Here's Johnny Rivers.
Summer rain taps in my window. West wind soft as a sweet dream, my love warm as a sunshine, sitting here by me, yeah, she's here by me, she stepped out.
And summer rain. It's 8 minutes past seven here in Liberty, Kentucky, and 8 minutes past four out in Simi Valley, California. And you know, sometimes the old brain works well, and sometimes it doesn't work too well after this COVID thing. See, I can blame it on COVID now. and not on old age. And my request, oh, what a great song you selected, Don Dalton. I absolutely love this song. Johnny Nash.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be bright, 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 sunshiny day.
Nash, I can see clearly now. A big, big shout out to Dave Crow, listening up in Moundsville, West Virginia, my old hometown of Moundsville. And Dave, so glad that you sent me a friend request today. I had one from you previously, but apparently you set up a new account, and welcome, my friend. And Dave says, my best uncle and greatest friend, Frank Decker, once said, to listen to you if I ever had the chance. So here I am. Oh, God bless you, Dave. I miss Frank so much. I can't tell you how much I miss him, talking to him. And he was several years older than me, but we became great friends when I was a freshman in college, and he had just gotten out of the Navy, and we stayed friends forever and ever and ever. And I loved him dearly, and I hope you got to hear the show that my brother Steve Crabtree and I did together for Frank many years ago. It was right before he passed. And it brought him a lot of smiles, a lot of joy in those waning moments that he had left. And it also enabled us to visit with him and share memories with him without infringing upon family time. But welcome, welcome, Dave, welcome. And gosh, yeah, I miss Frank so much. I'm going to miss this guy, too, who just passed away, oh, goodness, about 2 or 3 weeks ago. So tragic. But what a great career. What a legacy. B.J. Thomas.
I just can't help believing when she smiles up soft and gentle with a trace of misty morning and a promise of tomorrow in her eyes. And I just can't help believing when she's lying close beside me and my heart beats with the rhythm of her sigh. This time the girl is gonna stay.
This time the girl is gonna stay for more than just a day. I just can't help believing when she slips her hand in my hand, and it feels so small and helpless that my fingers fold around it like a glove. And I just can't help believing when she's whispering her magic, and her tears are shining, honey, sweet with love. This time the girl is gonna stay. This time the girl is gonna stay for more than just a day.
BJ Thomas and I just can't help believing. And I just can't help believing that all the prayers that you guys sent up for me and offered to the good Lord had a profound effect on my physical healing. And there was some spiritual healing going on in the hospital too. When one comes close to death, as I did, there's a lot of revelations. I don't want to get too heavy with this broadcast, but you know that I want to spend the rest of my days not ever in any confrontation with anybody. Not that I'm afraid of confrontation. I'm not. But I just want to spread God's love, you know, with whatever time I've got left on this earth. That's all I want to do. And one of those people who already does that and has done that continuously is Jane Krupica, who... Oh, Jane, I can't tell you what the prayers meant to me, and I can't tell you what the messages meant to me. It was just so wonderful and uplifting at some really, really low points when I was in the hospital. But Jane Krupica is listening. She said, I'm listening to you while visiting my daughter in Portland, Oregon. Yay, glad you're back on the radio. I am too, although I can't give any guarantees of how long I'm going to last this evening. It's kind of a trial run for me. Now, my brother, Stephen, oh, what a brother I have. What a brother I have. He has just been absolutely marvelous through this whole thing, checking on me and sharing knowledge with me that he has about oxygen, et cetera. But just loving, brothers loving each other. And, you know, checked on me every day in the hospital. He would call me. We would FaceTime when I got home, sometimes twice a day. And he's having a birthday tomorrow. And I hope you're listening, bro, because I'm going to send this one out to you with a big happy birthday to the best brother ever, Steve Crabtree.
Saturday in the park, I
Chicago Saturday in the Park. Here are the Rascals.
How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing? How can I be sure where I stand with you? Don't take me down. Whenever I'm away from you, my alibi is telling people I don't care for you. Maybe I'm just hanging around with my head up, upside down. It's a pity I can't seem to find someone who's as pretty and lovely as you. How can I be sure? I really, really, really wanna know. I really, really, really wanna know.
Called the Young Rascals back in those days. I just call them the Rascals. Now, how can I be sure? It's 7:24, and I want to do a big shout-out to Charlotte Alexander, who is listening down in Somerset. If we can stay on the air up here, too. We've been having thunder bumpers up here all day long. They come, and they go, and they come back, and then they go again. But Charlotte says, good to hear you sounding so good. I'm thanking God for that, Charlotte. Sitting in the car, listening while the storm passes. Well, let's hope it passes quickly and there's no significant damage to you, your vehicle, or the Somerset area. My brother just sent a text out to me and to my son, who also lives down there, that, you guys are getting hit pretty hard down there. So. Anyways, let me get back now into the music. I guess this is an appropriate song, right? Here are the Fortunes, and here comes that rainy day feeling again.
Here comes that rainy day feeling again, and soon my tears, they will be falling like rain.
Dreaming It's a feel-good Friday.
Yeah.
With Frank Crabtree.
Yeah.
On Frank and Terry Radio.
The Fab Four, the Beatles, 8 days a week. It's 7:30. I want to do a shout out. Let me see if she's listening here real quick. I'm terrible when I'm trying to run a program and then trying to. Oh, big shout out to Deborah Kidd listening down. If you're listening down there, Debbie in Whitley City, thank you so much for tuning in. And, you know, like I've been telling everybody, I don't know, you know, I didn't give a specific time on how long I was going to be broadcasting, and it just depends on how well I do physically, you know. I've been a bit challenged, to say the least, you know. Oh, we're going to jump back into the 70s now with Brett.
Hey, have you ever tried really reaching out for the side? I may be climbing on rainbows, but baby, here goes. Dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering what this song is leading, time will tell. If you believe the things that I do, and we'll see it through. Life can be short or long, great with you. I really think that we could make it good.
Late 60s, early 70s, and not throw some bread in there. That would be criminal. Oh, let's go back to the 60s now with the Bobby Fuller Four. I fought the law.
I break in the rocks in the hot sun. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won.
Bobby Fuller, Four. I fought the law. You never win. Thank goodness. Here is CCR. Looking out my back door.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing.
classic CCR. Now this one goes out to my little brother with a big happy birthday wish for me. Tomorrow is his birthday. And I know he loves the Doobie Brothers. I don't think he's listening to us. I'm trying to record the show for him. Here they are. Take a whole show and just brag on my brother, you know, till you guys would either admire him or hate for me talking about him anymore. But I love him dearly, and he has been by my side since the day he was born, and having a birthday tomorrow, as I said, and one of his favorite groups from back in the day, the Doobie Brothers. And he liked, you know, he liked Chicago, and he introduced me to so many great artists that I wasn't listening to at the time. We're a little separated by age, you know. But that song was to him. Now the next song is going to be a little Motown, even though she requested Boat Drinks by Jimmy Buffett. Now, if I would be playing 70s, 80s, and 90s format, Jan, I would dig that up for you. But today it's just late 60s, early 70s, and we're just doing all oldies today. And getting our groove on with that. And that means a big shout out to Jan Wilson. Listening from Somerset, Kentucky. She loves Motown. Cause she is a Michigan.
I'm gonna try to make you love.
Well, I've made it further than I thought I would. Started broadcasting around 6:45, and here it is, 7:46, been on the air. Well, I jumped on a little bit earlier. I threw a Rod Stewart in there to transition out of our regular format. And I've lasted a little bit longer than I thought I'd be able to last, you know.
That's kind of a cool thing.
Oh, yeah.
Get out of the grassroots.
You know, this has been about the rainiest June that I've ever experienced in a long, long time, except for the folks out west. And please keep praying for rain for them. But this next song I'm about to play, I don't, you know, it doesn't get a lot of airtime on our station, but it was a big hit. And it's a cool song, and it kind of puts you in that sunshiny place, and it's cloudy. And I call days like this clousy because you got rain and clouds and everything. Here, which we're thankful for the rain, but man, we've just been inundated with precipitation. Anyways, that being said, let's head on down to Montego Bay with Bobby Blue.
Come sing the line. beautiful day, and I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. What 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh-wee. Sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time.
Oh, that's some good music. There. Otis Redding and Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. It's 7:55, and as I've been broadcasting throughout the show, my brother Steve is having a birthday tomorrow. And I wrote this and put it on Facebook before, but it really just captures everything that I feel. Now, he has been beside me, oh my goodness, through good and bad and ugly, and the way a brother should be. And I just love him to the moon and back. But I almost went out of this world again about 5 years ago. I've been having a lot of close calls. Yeah, I didn't realize it at the time. But I had fluid building up in my pericardium sac where they botched an ablation. And it leaked blood and yada, yada, yada. And filled up about a liter of blood. And they didn't catch it until about 3 months later. And through the insistence of my brother to some of the head staff up at the VA, they called me in and looked, and they sent me down to the emergency room and said, you need to admit yourself because we're going to have to do surgery on you and get that fluid out of there. From that to this, okay? Again, my brother Steve is having a birthday tomorrow on June 12th. Now, what you have to know is this. I prayed very, very hard for a little brother. And God answered those prayers. If ever there was an almost perfect kid created, it was my brother, Steve Crabtree. He was a great student in those early years in grade school, achieving high marks in his classes and winning the admiration of the faculty with his exemplary behavior. Extremely strong and his spirituality and character, as he is today still. But check this out. He used to sneak off to 5 a.m. Mass when he was only 6 years old. Didn't even know this was happening until after the fact. Finally, he had to share with me that he had served as an altar boy one morning. He was too young, but he did, and did so flawlessly. I could write a short book on the amazing kid who turned into a wonderful father. His life would be later traumatized by my injury. He would internalize his pain, as we all did in those days. I wish I could go back and be a better listener, maybe spending a little more time on the banks of the Ohio River with him. I love you, Steve. God knows we haven't always seen eye to eye, but we've always been heart to heart. I'm thanking God for answering my prayer for a little brother. Happy birthday, bro.
Thank you. I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
Righteous Brothers, Unchained Melody. It's 5 minutes past eight. Gonna try to make it just a little bit longer. Here's Alive and Kicking. Tighter and tighter.
You know I got to show you, nobody else before you ever gave me such a beautiful feeling.
Alive and Kicking and Tighter and Tighter. I guess we'll go an hour and a half. If you guys are game, I'm gonna try to make it. Here's Luke Christie.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you.
in the pines, waiting for us around the bend. Picture in your mind, love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time, I can't stop. No, I can't stop. I love
lightning. Luke Christie and Lightning Strikes. It's about 10 minutes past 8. And I'm going to wish my brother a happy birthday from Dave Crow up in Moundsville, West Virginia. And I think Steve is listening now. And Steve, I did a tribute to you a little while ago. I hope you caught that, bro. But if you didn't, I'm trying to record this show because there's a lot of great music in there that I think you would enjoy. I hope you would. And Sharon Crane and Vic Crane listening out in Simi Valley, California says, you're... Thunder lungs sound nice and strong. Praise the Lord. Indeed, I am praising him every day, sometimes 10 times a day, Sharon. You know, God has been so good to me, and I'm a very, very blessed man. You know, I've got a wonderful family. Again, I've got a great wife. I've got a phenomenal brother. They don't come any better, and they've stood by me through this whole thing. Terry has been just a great caregiver. Steve, when he found out, my brother, listen to this. Let me tell you about this guy. When he found out we were diagnosed with COVID, it was a weekend, and of course we became quarantined immediately. Well, my brother went out, and first he made his homemade, it's called Italian wedding soup, you know, and it's got a lot of nutrients in it, and it builds up a lot of antioxidants, and you know, it's just really, really good for you. He made that. After he made that, he went out grocery shopping, and he came up to my home with about $200 worth of groceries, drove all the way up from Somerset, Kentucky. That's an hour drive, and pulled in the driveway, unloaded all the groceries, had his mask on. You know, it was a very emotional time, and when you've just been diagnosed with COVID and everything, but he came up, and he wasn't afraid, and left the supplies here, and I just love him dearly. Can't thank him enough, you know, except to do it in front of God and everybody on the air, you know. Anyways, yeah, I love you, bro. Pretty obvious. Going to play one more, and then we're going to be signing out. Here's the Fifth Dimension. Man to pick up after. fifth dimension and one less bell to answer. Well, it's 16 minutes past 8 and officially signed on at 6:45. We've been going an hour and 34 minutes because I put some Rod Stewart in there for a transition song, you know, into the oldies format out of our 70s, 80s, and 90s that we rotate on our station 24/7. But this has been surreal for me tonight. I would lie there when I was in the VA hospital in bed, wondering if I would ever be able to get back on the air again. And I don't want to get emotional now, but I couldn't see how I was going to, you know, I just felt so bad that I couldn't breathe with COVID pneumonia. Couldn't breathe right unless I had oxygen hooked up to me. And I still use a squirt of oxygen once in a while. Trying to wean off of it totally, and I think I'm almost there, but had some other issues develop that we're not going to go into. And I just want to tell you guys, throughout my whole life, I've known how powerful prayer is. But the way you guys responded to me, the way you poured love out to me from all over the world and posted on Facebook, and that agape love that you were showing me, and that healing love that you were showing me, and the prayers that went up for me, I felt like that's what is responsible for me being able to be here today, retain my voice, and be blessed to share some time with you on air, fellowship with you. Because, you know, whether I play secular music or whether I'm doing the gospel show on Sunday, and hopefully Terry's going to do it with me this Sunday again, if I can. Yeah, this is the craziest recovery I've ever seen. There's nothing predictable. So I take each day, and I thank God for that day. And if God gives me 4 or 5 good hours out of that day, I want to run down to the radio studio and jump on the air because they're not always good. And I'm good with that. I'm good with that. I'm happy to be here. And I love you guys so much. Thank you again for all the prayers. Thank you for tuning in tonight on short notice. And again, a big thank you to my brother for being the best brother ever. I love you, bro. Happy birthday. Going out with this one by Louis Armstrong. Isn't it a wonderful world? God bless you all. Good night.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. Like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.